It was a Thursday evening when Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, where he engaged in fervent prayer. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 45. While in the garden, Judas came to Jesus, accompanied by a large crowd with swords and clubs. They arrested Jesus and led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and he entered in and sat down with the officers to see the outcome. Matthew chapter 26, verses 57 and 58. We know the outcome because we have the complete revelation of God. The outcome was a judgment of death, which resulted in the crucifixion of Jesus. However, the question is raised, did Jesus deserve death? The Scriptures present us with plenty of information that would lead to the unanimous conclusion, no, Jesus did not deserve death. He was without sin, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. He was without sin or committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 22. He fulfilled the law, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. He was obedient to his earthly parents, Luke chapter 2 and verse 51, and his heavenly Father, John chapter 17, verse 4. Pilate concluded upon his examination, "I have found no guilt in this man regarding the charges which you make against him." No, nor did Herod, for he sent him back to us, and behold, nothing deserving of death has been done by him. Luke chapter 23, verses 14 and 15. The wife of Pilate sent Pilate a message saying, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man." Matthew chapter 27, verse 19. One of the thieves that was crucified alongside him said, "We indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Luke 23, verse 41. After Jesus breathed his last, the centurion saw what had happened and he began praising God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." Luke 23, verse 47. Why should the question, "Did Jesus deserve death?" be contemplated? Matthew chapter 26, verses 59 through 66 begin to answer the question of why we should consider this question. There we find that Jesus is before Caiaphas, the high priest, and they've been looking for witnesses against him to find something that they could use in a court situation to put him on trial and truly find him to be guilty so they could accomplish what they set out to accomplish. That was to put him to death. But as they interviewed and looked for witnesses, they did not find one who met the qualifications in their mind, and though many false witnesses did come. Finally, there was someone who remembered some saying that Jesus had said at some point in time about being able to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, and they brought that accusation before the crowds and before Caiaphas. And with that, they pursued the death of Jesus. Caiaphas, in fact, asked the crowd there in verse 66, after pointing out in verse 65 the blasphemy that must have come from his mouth, he asked, "What do you think?" And the people answered, "He deserves death." Study with me the events between the asking of this question by Caiaphas and the death of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse 69, we find that Peter denied Jesus. The first time Peter denied Jesus, he denied being with Jesus. A servant girl accused him, saying, "You too were with Jesus the Galilean." Verse 69, Peter responded, verse 70, "I do not know what you are talking about." He would not accept the accusation of having been with Jesus. The second time Peter denied Jesus, he denied being with Jesus and denied knowing Jesus. Another servant girl told others who were around the gateway, that is the entrance, the porch, depending on your translation. She spoke with them, telling them, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." Verse 71. But Peter gave his response with an oath, "I do not know the man." Verse 72. This response was much the same as his first response. But Peter denied knowing Jesus in the sense of having first-hand familiarity with, as in having an acquaintance with one, or the experience of being with a person. The third time Peter denied Jesus, he denied being with Jesus and denied his own heritage. The bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Surely you too are one of them, for even the way you talk gives you away." Verse 73. Peter began to curse and swear, "I do not know the man." Verse 74. It was the accent of Peter that gave him away as one of the Galileans that was with Jesus. But Peter denied the accusation. He denied being with Jesus, and he essentially denied his own heritage, that it would give him away as one of Jesus' chosen. After the rooster crowed, Peter went out and wept bitterly, verse 75. Peter wept tears of repentance for forsaking and denying the Lord. In great sorrow and anguish, he wept. Peter probably did not answer that question of Caiaphas, "What do you think?" with "He deserves death." However, Peter's speech, "I do not know what you are talking about, I do not know the man," told the world that Jesus deserved death. In Matthew chapter 27, beginning there in verse 1, we find that Judas betrayed Jesus. All the chief priests and the elders of the people agreed to put Jesus to death. Then Jesus was delivered to Pilate the governor. Matthew 27, verse 1. And when Judas saw the outcome of the court's deliberation, he felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. Verse 3. The word that Matthew used that is translated remorse by the New American Standard Bible means to change one's mind, have a feeling of regret, or sometimes can even mean to repent. Judas had the proper thoughts following his wrongdoing. His thought was, "Jesus does not deserve this. Jesus does not deserve death." And he tried to return the 30 pieces of silver. Judas employed a Hebrew idiom for the death of an innocent man when he spoke to the chief priest and elders, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." Verse 4. The chief priest and the elders were unsympathetic towards Judas. They pointed out their disinterest in all of this by saying, "What is that to us? See to that yourself." Judas threw the pieces of silver into the temple sanctuary, which caused the religious leaders some problems, Matthew 27, verses 5 and 6, because the religious leaders concluded that the money could not be put into the temple treasury since it was blood money, money paid to bring about a man's death. They agreed instead to buy a piece of land where strangers could be buried. As for Judas, he went out and hanged himself. Verse 5. He seems to have been overwhelmed with remorse, in anger or frustration and despair. He gave up on life because of his wrongdoing. Although Judas had previously met with the chief priest, previously obtained 30 pieces of silver for his willingness to betray Jesus, and was looking for a good opportunity, Matthew chapter 26 and verse 16, it is unlikely that his voice was heard when the high priest asked that question, "What do you think?" And the people answered, "He deserves death." However, the actions of Judas told the world that Jesus deserved death. Matthew 27, verses 11 through 24, we find that Pilate presented Jesus. As Jesus stood before Pilate, the governor asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." Matthew 27, verse 11. While he was being accused with other accusations by the chief priest and the elders, he did not answer. Verse 12, "Not even with a word" is the best rendering of verse 14. But as the Passover was the customary time for the governor to release a prisoner whom the people wanted, he presented them with two options. And apparently Barabbas and Jesus were the only two candidates for release. But the people wanted Barabbas, a notorious prisoner. And while Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, an official seat on which a judge would sit when making a decision, his wife sent him that message telling him that she had had a dream about Jesus, who is called Christ. This dream convinced Pilate's wife that Jesus was innocent. So she sent word to Pilate saying, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man." The chief priest and the elders, though, persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to put Jesus to death. Verse 20. The Greek term that Matthew used indicates their true desire was to destroy Jesus. This desire was first found in the chief priest and the elders with the Sanhedrin, who passed it on to the crowd, who gave it as their answer to Caiaphas, or rather to Pilate on this occasion. The leadership of the entire nation would be guilty of Jesus' execution. Pilate posed this question to the crowd: "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" The crowd said, "Barabbas." Pilate then asked, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" He knew that the crowd wanted Barabbas released. He also knew, according to verse 18, that because of envy they had handed Jesus over. And so it causes us to wonder why. Why did he continue to give the crowd, to give the chief priest and the elders the opportunity to have their way? Had he not already met their custom, verse 15, by releasing Barabbas? Pilate was baffled by the crowd's response to release Barabbas. So he asked concerning Jesus, "Why? What evil has he done?" which served to excite the crowd, who shouted all the more, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, but rather that a riot was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to that yourselves. Verse 24. Pilate himself would not accept responsibility for what the Jews wanted to do to Jesus. Thus, Matthew portrays Jewish and Roman leaders as abdicating their rightful responsibilities. But when Pilate was willing to give Jesus to the Jews, they readily accepted responsibility, saying in verse 25, His blood shall be on us and on our children. Pilate was not present when Caiaphas asked, What do you think? Pilate's actions showed time and again that he understood Jesus to be innocent. Nevertheless, he released Barabbas for them, had Jesus scourged, and handed him over to be crucified. Matthew 27, verse 26. When Pilate presented Jesus to be crucified, he essentially told the world, I wouldn't do it, but I will not stop you from doing it. He deserves death. Matthew 27, beginning in verse 27, soldiers mocked Jesus. The soldiers of the governor and the whole cohort, 600 soldiers, if at full strength, surrounded Jesus in a large area called the Praetorium. Matthew 27, verse 27. They undressed Jesus and put a scarlet robe on him, according to Matthew. Mark chapter 15, verse 17 says that Jesus was dressed in a purple robe, which would be the color of a royal robe. Possibly Matthew had in mind the robe of a Roman soldier, which would be scarlet in color. But the soldiers put this robe on Jesus to make him appear as a king. The soldiers then weaved a crown of thorns and they placed it on his head. They put a reed or a rod in his right hand for a scepter, a symbol of a king's authority. The soldiers mocked Jesus, kneeling before him as they would before their king, and greeted Jesus, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! They spat on Jesus, showing contempt or hatred. And the soldiers took the reed and then beat Jesus on the head. After the soldiers had mocked him, Matthew says in verse 31 that they put his garments back on him and led him away to crucify him. The soldiers were denouncing Jesus as king. Furthermore, they were telling the world that he deserves death. What do you think? Did Jesus deserve death? Dr. Alexander White tells the story of a man who dreamed that he saw Jesus tied to a whipping post, and a soldier was scourging him. And he saw the whip in the soldier's hand with its thick lashes studded here and there with pieces of lead which were intended to cut into the flesh. As the soldier brought the whip down on the bare shoulders of Jesus, the dreamer shuddered when he saw the marks and the blood stains it left behind. And when the soldier raised his hand to strike again, the dreamer rushed forward, intending to stop him. And as he did so, the soldier turned around and the dreamer recognized himself. What do you think? Did Jesus deserve death? If your speech does not show that you have been with Jesus, you tell the world that he deserved death. If your actions do not show that you have been with Jesus, then you show the world he deserved death. If you do and say things in private which betray Jesus, you illustrate to the world that Jesus deserved death. If you do not take up for Jesus, for His kingdom, the church, for His people, you provide evidence to the world that Jesus deserved death. If you subject Jesus to laughter and ridicule by jokes and postings, likes or shares, you display to the world that Jesus deserved death. Jesus did not deserve death. I deserve death. I deserve death because of my sins, because of my wrongdoings. Sin gave reason for Jesus to be scourged and put to death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The death of Jesus gave reason for us to believe God's love for us and to believe in His Son, John 3 and verse 16. But unless we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, we will die in our sins, John 8, 24. Because God has granted to us also the repentance that leads to life, Acts chapter 11 and verse 18. For if we will confess with our mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in our hearts that God has raised Him from the dead, we will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made, resulting in salvation. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Paul told the brethren at Ephesus, as recorded in Acts chapter 19, verses 4 and 5, that John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in Him who was coming after him. That is, in Jesus. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus had to die for our sins, for the sins of the world. He was the only appropriate sacrifice. But He did not deserve death. And we do not deserve forgiveness. But God's love made a way for His Son to be glorified and the world to be redeemed. Because God has made a way for us to be redeemed, we need to believe God's love, believe in His Son, repent of our sins so that we may have eternal life. Confess Jesus as Lord so that we may have salvation. And be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus so that our sins can be washed away. You most likely came here this morning with an answer already in mind. What do you think? Did Jesus deserve death? That previous answer was probably no, because you know the unanimous conclusion that the Bible draws concerning His deserving of death. Yet all too often, our lives tell, show, illustrate, prove, provide evidence to the world that we believe Jesus deserved death. The challenge for you and I today is simple. We need to proclaim to the world that Jesus did not deserve death, but He was willing to die for you and me. If you need your sins to be forgiven, if you need to be restored to a right relationship with Him, why would you not come as together we stand and as we sing?